We got K. K what? Let me see. Oh, it's just K. K-A-Y-E. The floor is yours. I believe this is a female. This is a woman.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely a female. It's dope to be speaking with you. I'm K from Overthink and Understanding Podcast. It's nice to meet you.
Same here.
I think your story dope. I really came on here to talk to you. We born same age, totally went on different paths. Growing up, I did some amateur boxing. I wanted to box. I ended up going into the army. I've been following you for so long. Like, I really think you just, I really just, like, you dope. I don't even know how to say it. I know people be hating it, be on the same thing. Yeah, we be close to the same age, but I think you dope. I think just watching you transition, people be so new to boxing, just watching you transition from the amateurs and realizing, like, how much, like, I ain't gonna say better, but just, like, how much the difference in your weight and, like, how you work out and the improvements in your run. I feel like because you are a female boxer, all that stuff get overlooked. It's like, yeah, like you said, like, being a male boxer, I think it's kind of hard to resonate with males. Like, and still now, like, I know I had to go into the service. I'm like, I left at 18. I've been doing it 10 years. And this the way I've been making money provided for my family. But even just to, it's kind of hard for guys to understand. Like, it's not a lot of females boxing. It's not a lot of females, not a lot of female boxing. It's not a lot, just like the WNBA and anything like that. Like, we don't get the same opportunities that they get. So I understood what the UK guy was saying. Like, oh, I want you to be an inspiration to my daughter. Yeah, that's cool. I'm not saying I want to be a man, not to be an inspiration to other little girls. I did that, but I'll be, as a man, I'll be so much more inspiration. I'll be able to show y'all, like, it's not, I'll be able to get these fights and these back-to-backs, even for females to get up to 10, 11 fights. That's harder for us than it is for a male. Some males start their career off in Mexico, and they've been boxing, and by the time we see them, their first professional bout, they're 17 fights in, and we like, who are you?
Man,
and
listen, like, padding records in the male professional boxing is at an all-time high. We talk about all these guys that's 30-0, 40-0, and we don't even know half the people who they fought against. I mean, I'm just being real. Like, we hear about the people who they fought against, like, when they want to get, like, a title or something. But it's, like, who they fought to pad their record up. And it's like, man, it's crazy because it's, like, I don't even get that opportunity to even pad my record up. Like,
exactly.
You know, it's, like, the commission won't even okay me to fight certain girls. Like, when I was 0-0, I wanted to fight my pro debut against a girl who was 13-8. 13-5, I think. And the commission turned her down. And I'm like, man, she got 18 fights. Why are you turning her down for her to fight against me? They're like, oh, because you won the Olympics. I'm like, so what? But you letting these dudes who fought in the Olympics and these dudes who world championships or whatever, 400 amateur fights, you know, fucking get in here with, you know, Sam from the damn taxi driver. And then he fucking knocking him out. But I actually I'm like, just get me a boxer. But damn, like, I got to go in here with somebody who damn near undefeated on my pro debut. Like, that's just crazy to me. But they was, like, I went 0-18 for opponents my pro debut. Like, they turned down 18 girls.
And that's why I say, like, people don't get it. I think that's why, even I used to be talking to my brother, I make certain comments growing up. He'd be like, man, you hating on her. I'm like, no, like, it's just a certain way that we have to come as a female so much harder than what males have to do. And just to watch, like, the stuff I used to talk to my big brother about, you went and did it. Like, the whole switching up diet and running. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Now people see, oh, Clarissa Shields, now everything that you did in the past get to be brought up. Oh, two-time gold. And you still have to remind people. We could talk about male fighters. And like you say, you look up to Florida and we get it. It's harder on males too, in a sense, because there's more competition. But we talk about people. We talk about Shakur Stevenson, Silva Miller. And I know it's your brother. Like, you understand nothing against it. Floyd, even though, you know, cheated bronze medal. And it's like, we got a female that went back-to-back gold. Like, how is that so skipped and not talked about? Like, how is it that we even entertain? Like, I actually like they say, Baumgartner. That's cool. It's just the way she went about it. Like you said, we trained together. people be casual fans. Like, it's a fight game. It's no friends in boxing. But if we done had a relationship, it's not about you calling me out as a boxer. And especially you, y'all, like Michaela Meyer, like you said, just some females that you would never see yourself fighting. So it's like, it could have been a conversation had behind doors before you just, hey, now that's when it comes off like you hate it. Now that's when it comes off like, you got my number. We're fans, you know, appreciating that you do things like this where we able to speak to you. That's a person that's probably done had your number, y'all trade in the same gym. You could have been spoke to me. You could have been, you know, said something different. So that's why, man, I say
it's
like,
it's so crazy because with like her, I got like so many DMs between me and her where, you know, we both admire how each other look, how each other work out, how each other dress, you know, how each other box, you know. I thought we were like, and it's where she done called me sis up in messages and I call her sis, or, you know, we always was very complimentative of each other. And it wasn't until, you know, the video went around of me getting dropped 5 years ago by this dude I was sparring against with these worn ass gloves he had on. But push gonna shove, either way, I was being attacked on social media by all these, you know, men who just hate my guts anyway. And while they sharing this video and stuff, you know, that's when she called me out. And I was like, that's crazy. So I'm thinking she joking. And then all of a sudden, like, she like, yeah, if I was to fight, you know, Clarissa, I would hit her with the same hook that old boy hit her with when they sparred. And, you know, I would do this to Clarissa. Clarissa came box. You know, I'm a way better fighter than her. Like, and this is when she, you know, suspended. You feel me? So it's like, damn, I, you know, tried to have your back when they were saying you was a drug cheat, telling them to give you a chance to prove your innocence. Like, I'm the only one in this motherfucker saying, let you prove your innocence. And she just jumped on the bandwagon with them haters. And knowing that, like, she know me for real. So people that know me know that I can be a little sensitive for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, while I'm being attacked on social media, I'm thinking that her being my friend, being my sister, she gonna reach
she'll
out.
She'll be a confidant or something.
Like, you know, hey, girl, I'm just reaching out to make sure you straight. You know what I'm saying? I had two cousins die. I had two of my cousins. One of my cousins had got killed. And my other cousin had died up in the same week. So, it's like, I'm going through that. Both my cousins done died. It's just so much shit going on. And I'm being trolled and all this shit. And then it's like, you would think that your friend would call you and check on you or make sure you straight. But it's like, nah, she...
You cut out.
And no, I'm like, so everybody else was saying F me, and she just was joining the bandwagon, like, yeah, I'm about to say fuck you too. And she jumped on there just like trying to dog me out. And it was like, I would never do nobody like that who I caught myself caring about and being a friend to. But I'm at a point in my life where it's like, when the motherfuckers show you who they are, believe them. And I said, you know what?
Yeah.
Shit, she got to stay there. Like, she texted me, like, you know, it ain't, she said, don't take it so personal. It's boxing. I'm like, man, fuck you. You weird as hell. I'm like, if you really wanted to do something to keep your name relevant, if you really wanted to do like a lead up to a fight or possibly make, if you wanted to make your brand bigger, whatever, you could have came to me and talked to me like a woman, and I would have been like, I got you. And I would have kept it just between me and you, and we could have went off on each other and laughed about that shit for weeks, for months, whatever.
Yeah.
About us fighting. But it was like, she went so just shiesty about it. And just tried to discredit me and my greatness. And it was like, damn, like, I ain't got no respect for that. And that's why I don't got no more respect for her, you feel me? But I ain't wanted to be like that. But shit, she made it like that. It really wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't want to stay on too long. Like, I really appreciate you talking to me. Like I say, people,
sure.
I know people be quick to be like, we the same age. You can't look up to nobody. And it's not even just like looking up, but I respect you. I respect what you done did. Like I say, I do my little sparring, and I understand it. Like you always say, it's more, I have never sparred. No, I take it a lot back. I sparred one female, but it's more men in the gym than anything. And a lot of
times,
and what people be saying is like, if you ain't never stepped foot inside the ring, here's the street fight, this, that, and the third. It's just a totally different ball game. So I respect you. like I said again, I Overthink Understanding podcast. I'm gonna get you on there one day. I'll be at the fights. I'll be at the fight, especially if I come back to Texas. We float seats, and I ended off like this. Ryan Garcia can't fuck with Errol Spence. Everybody getting so messed up. Terrence Crawford, yeah, we take that. We Texas, we took that L. We keep it pushing. If it's
do
a
you?
Chance to run it back, it'll get ran back. But Ryan
for
Garcia
sure.
ain't fucking.
Do you got a YouTube channel?
I got a YouTube channel. My YouTube channel don't do as good as my streaming platforms, but my podcast is out on every streaming platform. You could
type your podcast.
Overthinking Understanding Podcast. You could type it.
Overthinking Understanding Podcast. Make sure y'all tune in with her. Overthinking Understanding Podcast.
Yeah, but I'm gonna get you on there. I'm gonna run it to you. I've been saying
okay.
I just wanted to tell you, like, I really respect you and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Y'all, that was cool. Hey, I enjoyed y'all. I got to go. I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks for tuning in with me.